the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
I want you guys to understand there are simple things we could do to bring more abundance to our life. And then on top of that, we're going to talk about practical ways to implement. I want you guys to understand why I'm going this far and going the distance to do my original live like it was supposed to be. I'm doing this because there are several people who know that they sat there and did IPAC today. How dare you sit up there and keep up this propagation? How dare you sadistically keep playing with my lives and my live presentation? How dare you continue to emotionally abuse, mess up my presentations, and have me angry and upset and embarrass and humiliate me or cause me a level of anger or upset I don't normally have? I want everybody to know exactly why I sound like I do, because I've been yelling for the last 3 hours over this. I have been going off for 3 hours about insidious emotional abuse coming from Liverpool, Ohio, California, New York, Miami, Chicago, and New Orleans. And when I tell you that nobody in their right mind has any right to abuse someone in the manner that is being done to me, nobody, whether you're industry, non-industry connected, or have industry family members, have any incendiary right to emotionally abuse someone, embarrass them, manufacture humiliation, emotional abuse, torment, gaslight, embarrassment in the means of damaging somebody's business model, stealing their brand and stealing their style, jockeying their style, jockeying everything that they do, and making them look stupid every step of the way that you possibly can. There's a reason why I went 2 and 3 hours in about all of it. Because it's been going on for a decade. A decade plus of incendiary emotional abuse, industry-connected narcs who need their behind whooped in court, who need to be going to jail for emotional abuse, tormenting, gaslighting, technology abuse, exploitation, going to protected health information, lying to police, impeding investigation, provoking, gaslighting, emotionally bullying, mentally bullying, bullying me while I'm at work. This is a home-based business that constitutes my workplace. So workplace violence on top of that. I want you all to understand that anybody who sits up there and sets me up for failure to react the way I do, and you think taking advantage of me being Asperger's and emotional deficits is funny to do, I want every industry-connected person walked out in federal handcuffs, and I want you criminally, civilly, too, for emotional abuse of an Asperger's syndrome, high-functioning, testing-gifted woman. I want any intimate partner, violence-inclined, miserable ex of mine walked out in handcuffs, and I don't care if you're fed. I want you walked out from your job, and I want you terminated for incendiary, intimate partner violence, emotional abuse, torment, exploitation of a disabled person. Family members who provoke, gaslight, bully, harass a person who is disabled, clinically disabled. You didn't love me. You didn't care nothing for me. Because any greed-driven, miserable, narco family member who would sit up there and set their own daughter up, provoke, prank, gaslight, emotional abuse, torment, embarrass, and humiliate their own daughter who has worked hard to get a bachelor's degree, who was born disabled, and you have the audacity to abuse your own daughter, you don't deserve to be called a mother. You don't deserve to be called anything other than a narcissistic, pathological, somatic, cerebral narc, a pathological, abusive, miserable sociopath, and a disgusting, parental, alienating, miserable, narcissistic, jealous of your daughter mother. The same thing for a despicable, rich, wealthy, nasty father who didn't want to admit he's a deadbeat. I want you guys to understand that nobody has the right, a billionaire, millionaire, thousandaire, has no right to damage your business, damage your business model, steal your business model, and make you look as stupid as he possibly can while he's living off your money and your work and stealing your business model, and they're sitting in the UK. No miserable trust fund white man. No miserable trust fund black woman. No miserable Armenian woman has the right to sit there and damage nobody's life, steal their business model, and sit up there living their rich best life off your hard work and not give credit where it's due. We're going to talk today about how to implement daily practice, how to bring abundance, no matter what people do to damage your life, damage your career, damage your abilities, or make you look as stupid as they possibly can while they're sitting up there laughing and thinking it's funny. I want every last industry-connected, miserable narc hole walked out in handcuffs, and I don't care if you lose your career. I want you each blackballed, and I don't want you ever coming back to industry ever again, and I mean it. I want your children to lose. I want you to lose everything that you cost me, and then I want you misdiagnosed, guinea pig on medicine, and then I want you misdocumented. I want people to take your civil rights, your rights to attorneys, and do what was done to me. I want y'all to understand the practical ways to put abundance in your life and to overcome setbacks. Look at the setback that I had 3 hours until I could actually do a live, a whole one. How would you feel if somebody sat there and provoked you and pranked you and did you like that? How would you feel if somebody emotionally abused you in a manner like that, embarrassed you, and caused you humiliation like that, and has repeatedly done that for 10 years straight, damaged 8 e-commerce board websites, made you look like a complete fool, went to industry, told your personal business, and embarrassed and humiliated you in that manner? I don't take embarrassment and humiliation well. And I don't take bullying well. And I don't take abuse well. And I don't take workplace violence well. The reason why I'm doing this for the third time is so that I can show you that I am a good life coach. I'm a good wellness coach, a good health coach, a good divorce coach, a good relationship coach, because I've dealt with everything nobody should want to have to deal with in a business, in a marriage, or miserable fiance, or anything like that. I showed you every reason why sometimes you have to get a life coach. Because I had piss poor, nasty behind doctors that were paid by wealthy, well-connected billionaires, millionaires, and covert, nasty, corrupt politicians. I lost everything because of a billionaire, disgusting bedwinch who didn't want to admit that she's a whole bedwinch, a mammy, a narcissistic prick. A disgusting, miserable woman I'll never look at the same and will always hate the rest of her life and would never want her to ever hug me, touch me, or talk to me. I have a father I would never want to meet because I'm afraid of what I will say and do. I have a father I never want to meet, never want to speak to, and never want a relationship with because they have done enough to damage my life and damage my level of outlook on family and damage my outlook on relationships and damage my outlook on ever wanting to be married. I want marriage to be a choice, not forced. I want marriage to be safe, not hurtful and harmful, insidious, abusive, embarrassing, humiliating. I don't want no marriage like that. I don't want to marry an abuser. I've already dated several. I wanted to find a practical way to do this intro and do this coaching formatted like I always do. I'm always prepared. But what you're never prepared for is the misery, the unhappiness, the treating you like his redheaded stepchild. What you're not prepared for is the sick, psychotic, pathological, psychological abuse. What you're not prepared for is a sick psychopath IT specialist. What you're not prepared for is a pranking, psychotic, nasty, sadistic game playing, emotional mind game playing, sick psychopath, who is then ruining your business that is embarrassing you is funny. I'm sitting here trying not to cry right now because I'm angry. It's all cut out. So when I'm very livid and angry, I cry. But you know what? This show is going to be authentic. Because I'm tired. I'm tired of this punitive psychiatry, bullying, harassment, socially engineered, sick psychopathy, sadistic, embarrassing, humiliating days that I didn't agree to go through. I didn't agree to pathological abuse. To live it uncalm. I didn't ask to be anybody's lab rat guinea pig to be played with. I didn't ask to have crappy family members. I didn't ask to have a bullying narc sister, brother, father, mother. I didn't ask to have pathologically nasty, evil cousin. I didn't ask to have a relationship from hell. I didn't ask to have a narcissist who targets everything I love and I don't love him and that's what he's mad at. You can't love a pathological abuser. You can't love a sick creep, a red flag sociopath, a pathological, disgusting, despicable, deadly, homicidal, nasty, game-playing, provoking, miserable sociopath. That includes your own mother. That includes your own father. No nasty behind industry brothers. You can't begin to explain how a person should feel. When you get into a coaching office with me, CC, your life coach, your wellness coach, your health coach, your divorce coach, your miracle coach, know that I'm capable of coaching you. I'm just dealing with a crappy situation that should have ended years ago. I'm dealing with a crappy set of family members from hell, a nasty city from hell, a despicable psychopath who's jealous, heart, miserable, and loves to steal my light, loves to steal my shine, a miserable pathological white man, a miserable, nasty, despicable black woman, a miserable, nasty set of industry-connected goons and idiots and narcs that I never want to talk to, never want to speak to, and several people who sidled up to me and wanted to be friendly just to get my personal information to exploit me and embarrass me and humiliate me. That's why I don't like that man in Liverpool. That's why I never trust him. That's why I never want to be around him. That's why I never want to repair our friendship because it's over, and I don't ever want to repair that because he's a despicable, spiteful, nasty, and evil, and an entitled trust fund narcissistic prick. I want you guys to understand exactly why I wouldn't want to date a black man either. Because I had three black men back, including my baby's dad, fourth one, and he doesn't count. I had three despicable black men in my life who came in my life with an agenda. They gained my trust, just like the white boy in Liverpool who played in my face to my federal record. Why we will never talk again, why I'll never speak to him again, why I'll never trust him again, why I'll never sit there and ever, ever want him around me again. Because you don't do things to gain somebody's trust, turn around, play in their face, and play with their business model. You don't play with their brand. You don't play with their life and their livelihood and sit there and dangle that in their face and think that I'm not going to come back swinging on you verbally and tell you exactly how far you messed up, how far you crossed the line, how far you damaged my life, how far you embarrassed me, how far you humiliated me, how far you and your wealthy, well-connected friends who sit there and kiss your behind and have allowed you to sit there and do this insidious because all you've got this big name. I don't care about your name. I don't care about you. I don't like you. I want you guys to understand the practical way to implement changing your life is changing the people who are poisoning your life, poisoning you. Your emotional health, your mental health, your sanity, your well-being, and doing everything environmentally to torment, provoke, gaslight, emotionally abuse you, and embarrass and humiliate you, and think that if you're going to sit there and say, oh, gee, I'm sorry I said what I said about you. I'm not sorry. I meant every word I said, and I'm not going to take it back, and I'm not going to apologize to a billionaire. I'm going to apologize to a thousandaire. I'm going to apologize to a $2 hoe. I'm not. Here's where we get down to the nitty-gritty. anybody who would not be mindful of what I love and what I have boundaries in my business, who would sit there and disconnect the live, who would sit there and try to make me look as stupid as you possibly could, and sit there and embarrass and humiliate me and have me up there angry and upset to the level of lividity that affects my mental health, my emotional health, my sense of safety, my sense of well-being, and you think that I want to repair any relationship with you, all your sick pranks, all your industry scumbag antics? No. I hate you, and I hate that industry, and I hate you, period. I don't want a relationship with you. I don't want to hear I'm sorry. I don't want a plane. I don't want a house. I don't want a car. I don't want a mansion from you. I don't want nothing but you out of my life. I want you and every family member that participated, that bullied, that provoked, that gaslit. I want every neighbor walked out in handcuffs. And I want restraining orders, criminal levels of lifetime restraining orders. And I do not want contact. I don't want a relationship or marriage because of you. I don't want anything but my career and my education. I want everybody to understand why this live is not being done for a minute right now. I'm telling you guys real bad. I'm holding back tears. I want this miserable lot of folks who participated, I want their careers destroyed. I want retribution for every day that I lost business, for the decades plus 4 years political abuse of psychiatry and psychology, misdiagnosed in the stocks. I want every corrupt cop to lose their career. I want them to sit on the end of SNAP EVT, all that those industry folks that were playing in my face about SNAP EVT. I want all of them walked out, and I want the tables to turn. I want them to lose everything that they have. I want them to lose their house. I want them to lose their cars. I want them to be rendered bankrupt, and I want them to have vandalism done to their house, their collector's items, and then I want you to tell me exactly how I'm supposed to act. And how I'm supposed to respond. And I want you to tell me how pathological, narcissistic pricks, political abusive opponents, people who sit there and do this, politicians, dirty politicians, nasty narcs who did this, dirty feds who did this, dirty corrupt intelligence agents who did this, who sat here and supposed to be on the side of the law. You tell me exactly how I'm supposed to feel when I'm a United States citizen and I took my oath to protect from any foreign and domestic, when some of the enemies are sitting in high places. Yet a man can sit there and say, I forbade the police to look the other way. Oh, they're all laughing at you. Good. I hope they are. Because it's a laughing matter for the United States to look at the country like it is, to look at it as weak. Is it funny for everybody on a global platform to look at the United States as weak? Look at the intelligence community and laughing at y'all? What's worse, laugh? Somebody laughing at a civilian or a fed? Or intelligence agents. Think about that. What's so funny about that? That we look like the laughingstock of this country for a billionaire white man and a bunch of other people who are wealthy, well-connected, who caused all this. So you tell me exactly what's really funny. You tell me a practical way to implement moving forward when somebody does everything to manufacture you tonight and have you seen in a false light, a false narrative, things I wrote about today. Or does 10 years worth of psychological abuse, emotional abuse, torment, gaslighting, and abusiveness to you, embarrass you, humiliate you, changes people to do it, to skew the validity of your claim so you can sound like you're crazy? But I prove it time and time again, how they're all interlinked. Tell me how you can sit there and mess with AC vents, restrict somebody's air supply, do all the psychological abuse, torment, provoke gaslight, sick psychotic bioterrorism in the vents, drop things on somebody's house, terrorize them, gaslight them, vandalize their house, corrupt cops, doctoring their paperwork. You tell me a practical way to implement for today. To make it a daily practice to heal while somebody's steady trying to harm you and wound you every day psychologically, emotionally. I wanted to go in with this intro because I'm going to tell you how. In this module, I want you guys to understand simple things you can do today to bring yourself to more abundance in this life and being mindful. Being mindful of not creating setbacks for others or impossible obstacles for somebody to overcome. causing somebody some grief and psychological scars that will never go away because I realized that my life didn't matter. That I was expendable like Brittany Zachary Davis told me. Everybody's expendable. And it came that I was expendable. I was used as a pawn for a bunch of despicable people. You'll never be able to understand the pain and suffering that every despicable participant caused. The practiced abusive psychopathy that each one of you did. You can never take back the years of abuse, embarrassment, humiliation, and damage to this that I worked hard on. You stole my life. You stole everything from me, including my ability to be happy. You stole everything you could. My emotional health. You compromised my mental health, sense of safety, sense of well-being, sense of protection from the law, law enforcement, legal. I no longer trust law enforcement. I no longer trust federal agents. I no longer trust this country. I no longer trust being a citizen in this country. I no longer trust moving anywhere in this world and feeling safe. I would never trust a husband. I would never trust a family member. You compromised every bit of safety and well-being I had. You damaged me as a United States citizen and my view on the government. You damaged my view and you warped my sense of trust and integrity in this government. Yet, like a foolhardy idiot, I still try to say the government works. Agencies work. It just didn't work for me. You psychologically tormented, damaged, and tried to make me look crazy. And you sat there and ruined my career. You sat there and ruined a viable business and you stole business models and you ruined my life. You ruined my life. What part of this do you not get, you stupid set of narcissistic, pathological, bullying, sick, psychotic sociopaths? You disgusting, terroristic, miserable, nasty, evil, broken, freaking psychopaths. You disgusting, industry clowns. You fucked up goons. You terroristic, evil, sick, empty, soulless ghosts that people scream, I want to let out. It's a scream that it was blood curling. Just if I can scream, I'll lose my voice. You took my voice from me. You took my right to a lawyer. You took my right to civil rights. You had me medically misdiagnosed. I have to call my soul so I can do the best coaching I can possibly do. And it's hard to do when a bunch of clowns continue every day. A despicable white Duke of Narcula over there in Liverpool. I hate him. A despicable black Bedridge. I hate her. A despicable, disgusting white father. I hate you. You tried to psychologically break somebody who is unbreakable. You ruined my career. Any man, any woman who could psychologically have no remorse, any politician who got involved and have no remorse, none. You deserve to lose your job. Any celebrity, any despicable C-22 council person, manager, staff member who deserve to be shunned, walked out, humiliated. The reason why I want y'all to see this, I want y'all to see the hurt, the anger, because people come in my office do remote coaching, miracle counseling over the exact same thing. And as a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, divorce coach, relationship coach, I always have compassion because I went through it. Some crappy, fucked up shit. Some psychologically, emotionally abusive, fucked up shit. Sexual abuse, sodomy, rape, kid justice. I got humiliated for being a victim of narcs. This is what therapy looks like. This is why you cannot go to relationship therapy with a narc. Because guess what? An empath like me, you cannot fix the damage psychological. I don't care how long it takes. You cannot fix trying to break someone. You cannot fix trying to make somebody bow down to you. You cannot fix a broken marriage. You cannot fix a fiance that you want to embarrass and humiliate for fun or narcissistic injury. Fix a decade of using somebody for fun to get your data done. You can't fix 4 years of political abuse and psychiatry, psychology. You cannot fix medically misdiagnosing someone so you can skew the validity of their claims. I'm speaking from the heart. I'm crying for every victim who goes through this shit and lost everything. Yeah, I have the resilience to keep building, but I'm tired. I want this stupid master to do. I want this miserable, fucked up mess to do. I want this fucked up family to put a name for everything. But every social media manager walks out with an arrow handcuff. I want this despicable, lousy mother in jail. I want this despicable father in jail, siblings in jail. Because until justice is served, I will remain fucked up because of you. To know that you're a United States citizen and somebody can damage your life like that, never pay for a damn thing because they're white, because they're black and rich. Are medium rich? It's not about race here. It's about what you got away with. Joke or no joke. You don't play with somebody's wife. You don't torment them. You don't suggest suicide to them. You don't have cops suffering people and say that shit. I want everybody to see when people go into a coaching office, what happened. We Because if I had to talk to my ex, several of them, I would be yelling at you. Each one. If I had to talk to family members, I'd be yelling at each one. There wouldn't be a day that I could go look at them and not want to slap them. Not want to beat the holy hell out of them for it. They can't fix this. People have to go to jail. People have to go to prison. And people have to lose everything they have for it to fix this type of scar. Physical, emotional, mental, stupid scars. I wanted to get this out and do the best coaching I can. The rage that I feel is righteous. The rage that I feel is genuine. Because I never damn lied. I got lied on. My life was damaged. And every despicable psychopath who participated knows that they lied on me. You embarrassed me. You humiliated me. And you bullied a liar. A pathological liar. A set of liars. Local liars. Non-local liars. You participated because you wanted to hurt somebody. And you participated because you didn't think it was that bad. You participated because you're dumb. You see what you did? You sat there. This is a result of a decade plus in damage to career. Stealing a business model. Making me look foolish and dumb. Day in, day out. Having people question my mental health while you're mentally unhealthy. Interviews, well, psychopath. You can't sit in a office with a therapist, psychiatrist, psychologist, and expect anything but what you guys should see. You can't couples therapy ruining somebody's life. You can't salvage a marriage once you damage your wife, your girlfriend, or your fiance. You can't salvage a relationship after you damage somebody who's the object of your obsession. Fatal attraction, fatal vow. You cannot even remotely expect to fix something that has gone beyond too far and ruined a person's outlook on life, their sense of wellness, their sense of safety, their sense of sanity, and their sense of well-being, or their sense of law and order, or compromising, they're questioning the government. You can't fix that kind of relationship. You cannot reasonably fix somebody you psychologically try to break and damage and inflict as much suffering as you could. And pathologically had no remorse until it got down to brass tacks of you being, oh, she's supposed to be loyal to me. Her temperament. See if she's going to be loyal, stupid for me. I'm not. There are practical ways to implement mindfulness, abundance mindset. I'm going to tell you something. You can't do it when somebody's abundantly abusing, abundantly emotionally tormenting, abundantly IT hacking, cutting you up to look stupid. Now you wonder why I hate that white boy from the Liverpool? You wonder why I hate Carlos Ellie? You wonder why I hate Boyd Rothschild? You wonder why I hate Armenian women that were sitting there playing by John Dean Elite, but he went to own the network? You wonder why I hate Oprah Winfrey? You wonder why I hate Prince Andrew? You wonder why I hate the royal family? Because all this is interconnected. Scandals, lies, have damaged my life. So therapy is not going to fix it. Psychology is not going to fix this. I have to. I want to start with this authentic raw intro. Because these industry clowns have ruined my life. And seriously ruined my life. And I'm not just industry yet. I'm a product of an industry scandal. The reason why I embarrassed the hell out of the industry is because they embarrassed the hell out of me. And I don't appreciate it. I've almost died from stress, heart attacks, aneurysm, strokes. My mouth is just now sitting right from aneurysm, poisoning, death threat, stress, environmental terrorism, domestic terrorism, foreign and domestic. I had to find practical ways to implement everything I teach you guys now every day to repeat the same steps while somebody propelled me 90 miles an hour backwards every day. IT antics, IT abuse, Carlos Ellis, phone network. I want that miserable woman in her jail cell. I want her Trump connection and all this that affected my life. I want miserable woman in her jail cell. I mean, I want her to have a downfall. I want every industry connected narc that has been. I want them to have a downfall. That's why I humiliated all of them. And I did those lies. Because I have tried to be mindful. I've tried everything to be present. I've tried everything to recover and heal. While they insidiously abused for years because I didn't say anything. I wouldn't tell the law enforcement everything because of the past. Because of scandal. Because of things that would get opened up in a can of worms like that. But I'm done hiding behind all of that. Because guess what? It didn't help me to be quiet. I was damned if I do, damned if I don't. I wanted you guys to see all of the damage that they've done. It's a high risk for me to expose all this and document all this. I could still die. There are people who should Trump support in Pensacola. In Atlanta. I had a stupid-ass white woman ask me what I think of Trump. I hate him. I despise him. I loathe him. He came to Pensacola multiple times. That Lionsgate stuff and Tyler Perry Studios is Lionsgate. Oprah Winfrey's own network is the same one that's in the picture of Trump. I told you there goes connections. But what you don't do is target, bully, harass, harangue, threaten, provoke, death threat, put bounties on someone's head and damn near kill them because you don't want the truth coming out or you want to silence somebody. I want you guys to understand that I practice daily ways to implement being mindful and being present in the midst of turmoil, crisis that they have caused. Industry folks, I don't literally legitimately hate the industry. It's a business. It's a business model. I hate the people in it. Because not only are they an embarrassment, a colossal embarrassment to industry, but they're the reason why people won't go now. They're the exact reason why people don't want to be in the acting industry, music industry, beauty industry, because of the fickle people like this who've been too powerful for too long. Believe that they're untouchable, that their money can buy them out of everything, or they can silence me like I was threatened on social media. I was threatened for somebody to have sex with my underage daughter. I was threatened I'll have you killed. I was threatened you'll be dead by Christmas. I was threatened I'll poison your water. I'll have sex with your underage daughter. Your mom orchestrated these shit on your life. I go and ask my adoptive mom. She's like, why would I do something like that? Why would you run off and something like that? I don't know. You tell me. You live with all this psychotic stuff and this constant runaround rat race BS. You will deal with social engineering, manufactured, provoked, gaslight, bullying, harassment when you have a home-based business. And you tell me practical ways to implement mindfulness to be present. I do it every day. Do you think it's funny for somebody to end your broadcast while you're talking and you realize that you've been talking for over an hour, 43 minutes, in 60 seconds while this man does insidious abusiveness to you? Do you think those kind of pranks are funny to do to someone? Or do you think those are grounds for divorce? Vicious cruelty, mental cruelty, technology abuse, IP hack, router hacking, Wi-Fi hacking, and why AT&T, Cox Cable need to be sued? Vivint, ADT, all the antics that he did with the Wi-Fi, playing games, doing narcissistic foolishness for the last 10 years, causing debt. Do you think that wealthy white connected narc should be sitting up here free in Liverpool? Why trace the IP strings over there? Is it a German data center? Do you think it's funny for the New Orleans prick to be playing with phones? Do you think the Chicago prick to be playing with phones? Do you think the woman and the man over at P22 playing with phones? Playing with IP strings? Do you think a federal agent, a corrupt one at that, and went to own network, his son, a federal agent, playing with my personal life, my professional life, coming into my life with an agenda? 10 years, 15 years of abuse, of psychiatry, psychology, emotional abuse is funny to do to someone? You call that a joke? I want you guys to understand why I'm livid and upset and calmly telling you guys this now. Because for 3 hours, I raged. There's enough pent-up rage to kill somebody inside of me. There's enough grief inside of me to kill me with a heart attack and stroke. I don't want to hear why you did it. I don't care. Because nobody could ever expect the harm. Nobody could explain the belief in the sick psychopathy that was put into it. The incapability to know when to stop. The incapability to not know when you're detrimentally harming someone to the point of emotional damage, psychological scars, and buffoonery and sick psychopathy. You can't fix that. You couldn't even affect the marriage with that kind of damage. You couldn't even fix an engagement. You couldn't fix being a fiancé to someone who would test your temperament, provoke you, gaslight you, humiliate you, embarrass you, and use you for a sacrificial lamb for his narcissistic ego. Because you'll be sitting in an office like this right now, calm. After you rage at your spouse, your significant other, your husband, or your ex-husband. And you could not even reasonably begin to formulate the word without screaming, like I did. Without wanting to jump over a couch and strangle that person. And you're not naturally a violent person. And when you're an empath like me, I wanted to talk candidly with all of my viewers and explain to you. I wanted you guys to see the suffering. Just that whole coffee. And this despicable, fucked up family coffee. For your own sick, narcissistic, ego-driven, shitty joke. I want you guys to understand when I explain this quickly, efficiently, why I did this last line this way. Anybody that was sadistically abused in Asperger's syndrome, high-functioning, Asperger's, disabled person from birth, embarrass them, sickly, humiliate them, sadistically, somatically, cerebrally, psychologically, emotional mindset, damage them for your own sick, sadistic, terroristic, domestic terroristic, foreign terroristic joke, and make them the laughing stock of everybody. And ruin every bit of their jolt their dreams, their goals in life, and make them look as stupid as you possibly could. You can't fix that kind of marriage. You can't fix that kind of relationship, and you can't expect somebody to want to marry or walk down the aisle with anybody who would do some sick, psychotic crap like that and think that they want to sit in a therapy office, psychiatrist office, coaching office, and want to fix a damn thing. I am a certified wellness coach, health coach. The Health Coach Institute caused me to lose my coaching certificate. Those sick old white women made that Oprah joke. I hate Stacey Morgenstern, Carrie Peterson, with every fiber of my soul and my being. I did 6 months of coaching, and those despicable white women were jealous, hard, and hateful enough to ruin my coaching certification. But they didn't know I already had my coaching certificate. I just wanted the ICF certification. I want those despicable white women taken out from ICF Coaching Federation and walked out in handcuffs, and I want their company shut down. I stuck up for Oprah Winfrey, not knowing everything. I stuck up for this woman. I told them that they're just thinking, well, that Oprah jokes weren't funny. Yet this woman had interviewed you guys, Isaac Allison, John David Allison, and they were at the old network. I want y'all to understand exactly why I said what I said about that woman and why I hate her guts and I would never look at her the same ever again. Because your idols become your rivals and your rivals become your idols. And the people that you put on a pedestal and you worship or you sit there and look up to them will sorely disappoint you. I've been a certified wellness coach, life coach, since 2016. I was born through intimate partner, Valen. This man has ruined every bit of my experience. This woman has ruined every bit of my experience. I was born to all the narc bullery that did at the PSC. I want lawsuits and I want levels of restitution for all of the abuse, provoking, gaslighting, and damaging of my experience in college. I can't get back my experience getting my bachelor's degree. I got my bachelor's degree in spite of. Imagine if your narcissistic mother looks into his competition and sets you up for failure and makes you look stupid and won't get out. So when you sit in my office in a wellness bed, life coach bed, divorce coach then, business coach, and you tell me that you're sitting up there dealing with a narcissistic father, narcissistic mother, or abusive pathological generational curse, disgusting, despicable family, I'll know what you're talking about. I'm surviving one. I want you guys to understand what it is to sit there and cry, wake up, what levels of upset, wake up with your fist clenched. Have people threatening for you to be sleeping with fishes. Or threatening you morning, noon, and night online. I want you guys to understand what it's like to sit there and have your own despicable, nasty mother deny you. If you don't want me to know, I don't care. I don't even know either. I hate her. I want you guys to know that it's okay to come in my office and be fun because you express yourself the best way you can. I want you to know that I'm here. My calling is coaching. I'll eventually become an MD in forensic psychiatry psychology. Because they want to study narcissistic people. They can't be cured. But I want to actually study these people. And I want levels of laws to change about these types of people. Because they ruin lives for fun. They ruin your career for fun. Punish you for fun. They punish you for sticking up for yourself. So in this module about the abundance mindset, I wanted to start with the intro about all of this because as a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, divorce coach, business strategist, I'm damn good at what I do. But there's miserable white people that want me to succeed. There's miserable black people who don't want me to succeed. Miserable Armenian people who don't want me to succeed. There are miserable Trinidadian women that don't want me to succeed. Miserable black bad wenches who don't want me to succeed. I want you guys to understand that in this module, we'll learn how to simply do the things you can for today to heal. Bring yourself hope, more abundance into your life, being mindful of our ability to be aware of the present moment is one of the key techniques we use to attract more abundance into our own life by being present in the moment, understanding how you feel, addressing the pattern, addressing the narcissism, the unhealthy sociopathy, the pathological habitual abuse. So you're not going to worry about the past. Normally we're in the present moment. We recognize in that moment that we're safe. But in my situation, online, offline, social media has not been safe for me. It's damaged my brand. Several industry connected narcs damaged my brand and I want them to pay for it. And social media managers locked out and fired. To practice being present in the moment is owning what happened. Being able to take a minute to notice what you see, notice what you smell, what you hear, what you feel, what you taste. It will help you let go of the past and stop worrying about the future. I have reason to worry about my future because they tried to end it. What I mean by they, several pathological narcissists under the guise of false light in the industry, not the true light, decent light, good light work, light seeking, orderly light, constitutional light, constitutional order, the things that I used to believe in, that I still believe in. So it's hard to sit there and allow somebody to make me their doormat while they sit there and gain from all their abuse, provoking, gaslighting, foolishness, and deadly homicidal antics, and trying to silence somebody who's a victim of their narcissism, brokenness, and foolishness. Pathological, insidious, sadistic games that aren't funny. In fact, they're deadly, homicidal, hurtful, harmful, and you should be charged and they're criminal. In order to let go of the past, you have to own every bit of what's happened. Focus on what you want. And like I told you guys, most of us earlier in the last slide, we have a tendency to think of situations that we don't want to see happen. We don't want to see that our life, our financial status is altered. You can apply for a job and have somebody mess up your job, like Ivy Taroff telling people I was ranting when I wasn't. Ranger T6 doing IT antics with his buffoon goon, Ivy Taroff doing IT antics, provoking, gaslighting, emotionally tormenting, playing in your face and playing with higher up. Telling people you're ranting when you're not. Start focusing on what's bad instead of what's good. You likely start focusing on it's been days when you applied for a job or you applied for a career or you tried to go to certain industries and apply while somebody's steadily messing up your opportunity to go to industries or careers like Ivy Taroff, Ranger T6, several other industry-connected jerkettes. Then you're left having to windmill, having to sit there and explain you what you're reacting to. And you repeatedly have to talk to your blue in the face. And when you're talking like this, or like this, or like this, things stop. But you have to get to the point, sir, stop talking to me. Ma'am, stop talking to me. But people question your mental health. Then you're not getting updates from companies because they smear campaigns you all over different industries. Or they maybe capture your downfall and embarrass you, humiliate you, harass you, harangue you, mess up your home-based business, disconnect cable like Chris at Cox Cable, Ivy Taroff that was over at Cox Cable, and I recognized her voice and I wanted her fired, walked out. when people manufacture levels of your downfall and tell higher up managers, ascended masters, illuminated masters, high ranking officials that you're ranting when you're not. Goes over and tells other people you hardly know who got friendly with you in 2017. Walk with me on this narrative. On the other hand, you don't dwell on all that. You have the ability to switch your mindset to abundance mindset from scarcity mindset and say to yourself, I'm going to focus on something that I want. I focus on reapplying to jobs or applying to industry jobs, hoping that I'll be able to do well and do good. Or somebody can understand all these lies, all these prankings, provoking, have messed up my career or opportunity for a career because of manufactured narcs, pathological abusers, industry-connected narcs who knew what they were doing and tried to reduce the validity of what I said. So I have to manifest what's best for me, even if it means walking away from industries, several of them, and creating an industry lane of my own, coaching. I did that. Yet and still, in spite of, I want you guys to understand that a scarcity mindset is a mindset that we perceive that we don't have enough. We have to show gratitude. Every day I try to show gratitude of where I'm at and recognize the good in life. I try to sit there and breathe in a poisonous environment, a tampered AC unit. Same thing happened in my car. But I have to recognize the good that I survived. But is that a way to live? Is that a way for somebody to damage your lungs, gas you alive in your house, poison your water supply, provoke you, send you shut down food, but you still try to look for the positive in life? Tell me how positive a person is supposed to be in the midst of all that. But yet, I find a way to coach. Life coach, wellness coach, health coach, divorce coach, business coach, mentoring, even while homeless. You tell me why I'm not supposed to cry, why I'm not supposed to cuss and fuss. Still try to strive every day to shift from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset. I try to think in good ways, thousands of ways, to be successful when people manufacture a downfall every day. It's tiring. How to keep my eye on the prize. Most of us never really focus. I've had to focus with this detrimental, tormenting BS. Life-altering, life-damaging, psychological, emotional abuse, family violence, domestic violence, emotional violence, workplace violence. We're going to feel irritating, psychic chaos, because we keep thinking too many things at once. That can happen, cause a scarcity mindset. We think about, don't let anybody see us sweat. But when someone is doing everything to cause you to sweat, be angry, upset, due to the validity of what you're saying, it will make anybody genuinely angry who is genuinely telling the truth. I try to simplify my life. I tried to push all my buttons. It's like I told you guys earlier in that live about the airplane, the cockpit, the pilot. And when you look at a large airline and you look at a plane, it's an impressive display of buttons in the cockpit. You look at how the switches are, and you look at the pilot, and you trust in gratitude that they'll get you from point A to point B, that they'll get you there safe, the cockpit crew, your flight attendant, well, we have everything here, here, and you have your mask here in case we have any turbulence or problems on this flight. You put your stuff up and you lock it and you put it in here, 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 and here, here. So imagine how many times they practice, how many times they focus. You see that impressive display of buttons, and you look at all the buttons that are being pushed. You don't want to expect to hear someone and the pilot say to somebody, hey, so-and-so, I don't know if I know how to use these buttons to push them. So think about in your own life without much knowledge of instruments, how would you feel if somebody pushed all your buttons? Push all your buttons to have you chaotic, looking disorderly, or misconduct while they're abusing you. That's what narcs do. Pathological sociopaths do. Narc husbands do. Narc fiancés do. Narc parents do. Narc fathers, narc mothers do. Insidious, jealous-hearted, hateful siblings do. We have to take the time to learn what our buttons are. We don't need somebody else pushing buttons that we don't normally have. We have to take the time to learn what our buttons are, and nobody should take the time to master how to push our buttons, make us look stupid, humiliate us, and say it's just jokes, you can't take a joke. No, this is cool. Me, deadly homicidal, antic, buffoonery, death threat, provoke, gaslight, poisoning, that's not a joke. We make note of everything that inspires us, just like that control panel, that cockpit in a plane, right? Just like snakes on a plane. It can be a rough flight, or it can be a top flight. It can be a less turbulent flight if you follow directions. It's just like life. But when life doesn't come with an instruction manual, you have to figure out what your buttons are. Nobody else should be figuring out what's her go button, what's a way to irritate her. What's the way to harass her, bully her, torment her, damage her business, steal business models, emotionally abuse her, damage everything she loves, damage her sense of safety, damage her sense of wellness, damage her sense of law and order, constitutional order? You don't do that. So when we're making every note of everything to show gratitude, pilot our own life, the buttons are our operation system. So the buttons are in our brain, our limbic system, our fight or flight system, sympathetic, parasympathetic nervous system. And we think about personal motivation to persevere in spite of. I wanted you guys to understand the takeaways from this, to recognize the good in your life. I recognize I have a roof over my head, although it's vandalized every day. Corrupt cop, corrupt city admin, corrupt city DA, a provoking, gaslighting, narcissistic, pathological, surreal, narcissistic white boy that got in my house cutting me. A pathological, hired by own network, despicable VA over that situation, who provoked gaslight and tried to reduce the validity of my claims about her. But she interviewed my exes. She sat there and had all two of my exes were fed and played my fate. But in the mindfulness of it all, I tried to respect this woman, even though she didn't respect me. She played my fate, played my personal life, played sadistic games. I can never look up to her again. I can never like her ever. I can never respect her because she gave me nothing to respect. But the goodness in my life is I have some family members who are supportive. I have a biological sibling that I was adopted with. I have a daughter. I have a mother who's been damaged by this. Who's exploited by this. Who's threatened by this. Who was used, elderly abused by this. I pick up the pieces of this generational damaged family and try to hold them together. I write down things that I'm grateful for in my life. I take time to tell people that I love them. I try to tell my daughter what I'm grateful for having her in my life. I put out nothing but good in the universe. I got nothing but harm and hurt and vitriol and abuse back. Yet I still try to love. Still try to build back trust. I can't do it anymore. Whatever you put out in the universe will come back to you tenfold. I didn't put out any narcissism, psychotic behavior, abuse, but I got abused. So that's not always true. I talked about a rocking chair exercise earlier. And in that rocking chair exercise, the vision of that rocking chair, when I'm 99 years old, maybe 107 years old, 109 years old, may God willing, they put that in the air, put it in manifest destiny, I would live to be 107, live to be 109 years old, to make up for lost time, to get stolen from me, a wrinkle in time. Personally, not to want to cry during this coaching because it's personal. But think of a granny rocking chair and a vision of what our life is supposed to be. And not wanting to look back in anger, forget, grief, suffering. I'm not so quite sure at 99 years, 109 years, 107 years, I could ever look back in my early 20s, early 30s, and not cry. And I'm grieve for my life, the hurt, the psychological hurt, the damage that was done for fun. Do you ever wonder what a dream is? Do you ever wonder what having a goal is like for some of you who have no dreams? Who have no goal? My goal is to do business since I was 7 years old. And these idiots damaged business. Ruined every day I worked hard and stole a business model I did in 2014. E-commerce business model. There are people rich off my hard work. I should be paid royalties for all that they damaged and stole. Imagine how you feel as identifying black, but you have mixed white heritage, Jewish white blood, elite blood in your body, and somebody damages your life to shut you up, or skew the validity, or try to make you keep a secret that they sat there and did themselves. You didn't ask to be here. You didn't ask for the abuse. You didn't ask for the pathological terrorism. You didn't ask for the emotional terrorism. Emotional much held in the bipoxy. You didn't ask to be born, but you get punished for being born. You ever wonder what your dream is, what your life goal is? I want you guys to understand this vision and this exercise. The vision you already have is within you. What if somebody knows your goal, your vision? Picture yourself at 90 years old, 100 years old, 109 years old, 107 years old. If you live, God willing, that God lets you live that long, lets me live that long. And think about to allow yourself 20 minutes of alone time, quiet time to ponder everything, to write your answer, write your vision, 20s and 30s. Write your goal. This is about you. Let your imagination go. Write a story and paint a picture of your life with words. Paint your vision sitting in that rocking chair, life path, comforting yourself as an old man, old lady, trans, doesn't matter, LGBTQIQ, LGBTQIA,
heterosexual, whoever you are, sit back in that rocking chair. Take a moment to really imagine that you're blissfully happy to survive life healthy and 90 years old. Walk with me with his vision. Imagine that was my original vision. Someday be an old grandma. A grandma with a grandson, grandbaby. Then you're 90 years old. Looking back on my life, being happy for all this happened. I can't say at 90 years old I'll be able to look back at this and still not cry. And maybe I'll find a lesson in the blessing in being grateful. Man, not right now. So when you think about sitting in the rocking chair, you're looking at the ideal life. Just think of a grateful life, gratitude, mindful life, reducing your expectations of life. Because sometimes when you tell God your plan, it doesn't go according to plan. Sometimes when you tell people your plan, they'll ruin those plans because they're jealous, they're miserable, they're broken, they're heartless, they're evil, they're greed-driven. They want to steal your light, steal your shine, paint you in a false light. Have you looking disorderly, misconduct, while they're abusive, divisive, and interview me well. I'm doing what's up there. I want you to take that healthy, happy, blissful, 90-year-old self while you're sitting in that rocking chair, rocking back and forth, and think about what is an ideal, grateful life, abundant life, unified life, advanced life, happy life. Who are you as a person? What is it about people that you value? What kind of value did you put in everybody's life? Did you try to imitate somebody else's life? Or were you yourself? Were you your abundant, mindful, grateful self? What have you achieved? What are you proud of? Ask yourself that. What added meaning did you give your life, and what did you give yourself since the fulfillment in that life as you're 90 years old and you're rocking back and forth? Perhaps how your life unfolded in the following areas of family, friends, significant other, career, health, emotional, spiritual, and physical. By rocking back and forth, and you're reviewing your life, your home, what you did for fun and leisure, what you learned about your service, your servitude, your service to your community, to your neighbor, loving your neighbor, teaching your neighbor, leadership, or in your community, servitude as a public servant, private servant, community servant, as a citizen. While you're rocking back and forth, think about all that I just said. Finally, wonder what you can see around you as you're 9 years old, sitting there in your rocking chair, somebody's grandma, somebody's granddad. What are you feeling? What do you hear? What shows that you're really, truly appreciative, grateful, mindful, and happy at that time? Complete the picture, but complete it with a vision of that. Put that to pen and paper now while you're rocking back and forth in your 90-year-old self mind. See what happens. When we think about life vision, that's what I mean in the present at a young age. Think about imagining the point in the future where you're going to retire, when you're that old and you're retiring. And if you don't work, if you can't imagine retiring, if you can't imagine a celebration of your life, a birthday, an anniversary, perhaps your 60th anniversary, 70th anniversary, your 40th wedding anniversary. Think about how everything's been organized and substantial changes you're making in your life, and that you're moving somewhere new. Perhaps you're traveling or embarking on your retiree life or your celebration of your life. And a creative level of mastery as a grandparent, great-grand, grandma, granddad. however how you got here, can be held in your honor. And somebody talking about your life and the vision of life that you want people to say about you, your legacy. So take a moment to imagine that you're at a party all about you. Someone has written a speech celebrating you and celebrating your life, not the imitation of your life copied from others. How old are you at that time? You may be 90, like I said. You're at that anniversary. Who's at the party? Where is the party being held? What have you achieved in your family, career, business, community, and the world, and your legacy? What is it about you that people truly value at the party? What do you want said about you? What do you want people to say about your legacy? Would you be disappointed if it's not said? Would you be disappointed if people didn't have a good legacy to paint about you, your life vision, your goals, your mission in life? Or would you be truly amazed, surprised at the nice things people have to say about you? What would you be most proud of that people would say about you? What mistakes did you make that people took as a learning stepping stone? What level of mastery did you have in life, order, walking as a global citizen, a community member, that people learn from your mistakes and learn how to do better? Or would people sit there and say, I'm ashamed to talk about this person? Or your legacy is tarnished? Or would you rather sit back 90 years old in that rocking chair and people talking about you in such a good manner, celebrating your life, celebrating you? Where are you going in your next life as you're a young person? Imagine sitting in that rocking chair. What are you excited about spending your time doing in your community, your career endeavors, your education, your certificate goals? How do your friends and family fit into that narrative going forward? So don't worry about writing a good speech about yourself right now. Worry about how you want to envision yourself in the future and working towards being that older self, sitting in that chair, rocking, and thinking about all the grateful things, the mindful things, the abundance mindset, all the things that are good, that are not bad. Instead of concentrating on what the speaker might say, concentrate on being everything that the speaker could say about you and living up to that narrative. Capture all these key words. I am a great person. I am an abundant person. I am a healing person. I am becoming everything that I want to be in my 90-year-old self, my 99-year-old self, my 109-year-old self, and so forth. Think about a newspaper article written about you. Think about imagining what you achieved at a great milestone in your life and career in an article written about you. What success would look like for you? What a level and layer of award did you receive, a book you've written, or a book written about you, something you established or created? It could be a fundraising goal you achieved, a feat to travel and go places, charitable activities or something else. Think about all of this as you're beginning your 90-year-old self looking back at somebody and you're looking at an article written about you or a statement written about you. Now write an article about yourself and your younger self written by a newspaper, recent milestone and success you achieved. Use 250 to 500 words and in the past tip about who you are. That you're envisioning this 90-year-old self sitting in that rocking chair and thinking about your life vision and goals. Mentor yourself and anyone who helped you. Sources quoted. Remember to give a little bit of a background about yourself. Recent successes, relevant highlights. That is to show gratitude. What does your success mean for people reading it? How do the readers benefit from your story, your legacy, your abundance mindset, your mindful mindset? Don't worry about grammar and grammar Nazis out here. Worry about writing a story about yourself that you would envision people saying about you and start embodying that. Start going to that life vision, even though that vision is not right now. That's capturing your vision of yourself, your vision board of yourself, and your essence of who you are. I want you guys to practice that exercise and begin to look at showing gratitude, shifting your mind to an abundance mindset, to a unified mindset, and to take the time every day to write down those things and begin to shift the narrative. Shift how you look to people. Whatever you put out in the universe from now on, here on out, should be something positive, even if there's negative. Y'all saw me try 3 times to get myself calmed down from a level of nuclear rage and upset because of insidious IT antics and hampering the decent LA antics, New York antics, Miami antics, New Orleans antics, Chicago antics, the specific insidious abusers who keep this IT tampering up, IT hacking up, provoking a gas bar. I'm seeing looking like I'm unstable while they're a bunch of unstable, broken, miserable, narcissistic, deadly, despicable, game-playing, sociopath, pathological narcissists who I make them and tickle their demons, their brokenness, things that they haven't worked on, and I shed light on that inadvertently and piss them off. Too bad. I deserve to have a chance just like anybody else. But we got to reduce our expectations of the people. Having expectations is not always a good thing. Having expectations or putting people on a pedestal as an idolization, they will surely disappoint you. It can limit the opportunities that surround you and bring disappointment. Follow me here. By reducing the expectation, you're allowing opportunities to show up and become more easygoing and with whatever happens in your day-to-day. And you can always come back better than ever. So y'all saw me come back to my 3rd attempt to do this live. See, make sure that you understand that I'm a damn good coach. A good life coach, wellness coach, health coach, divorce coach, marital coach, because I went through it. I went through everything that's meant to break a person emotionally, psychologically, physically, sexually, mentally, career-wise. Changing our vocabulary. When you think about this, it's more likely to exist in an environment where the word can't doesn't live, or a manufacturer can't be able to do this, impossible to do this, or impossible to get justice, or impossible to get levels and layers of transparency here, levels and layers of justice here, levels and layers of restitution here. For the 12 years, 10 years overlapping intimate partner violence, provoked gaslight, industry-connected narcs, buffoonery, damages, psychological, emotional, physical, economic, financial debt, coercive debt, emotional abuse, controlling narcissistic debt, emotional abuse, vitriol, verbal vitriol, and horrible vocabulary that was trained to me. But when I use it, I get chastised. Language, anger management. But anybody with reasonably, righteously anger and cuss anybody to clean hell out over abusing them pathologically, insidiously, hiding your hand, throwing rocks and boulders, and then when I turn around and throw a boulder back, then you want to change the rules. You can't do that. I want you guys to understand that a narcissist so changing your vocabulary from I can't. Your can't is a reasonable spirit of work. It says one purpose to limit my room. My yes is a anybody else's video. Bring it up back. If you capture yourself using a board, I can't find you. Try to redirect system and rephrase my face. For example, I can't be happy to attend, or I won't become the new person after all the standards from this gaslight. I say I am going to be a person. I am going to become happy without her. I am going to become happy without her. I am going to become a whole person. I will become everything that everybody expects of me. And I am going to become everything that everybody expects of me. I want you guys to go to being very wounded. But I want to whatever it gets up, I'm being patient, angry, not mindful, not grateful for the things that I do have. I do like to list all the things I'm grateful for. It wasn't fulfilled by being quite self-positive, detached, and altering my passions and my work. And it's not mine. It's now my other side. Completely preserved for me. Learn from all the things that I made mistakes. I feel fulfilled when I make adjustments to see others as well. But to do this, or to see others as well. Being present in each moment, be grateful, gratitude, and blind, reject my best self, and the best level of faith that I am, and sleep over faster, and help me fully protect myself, and allow you guys to see it around me, outside of the hurt, the pain, and suffering. I take a look at each situation that was brought up to me, and I bring my responsibility, and express in it, and sleep present in the most important moment, help me to act, but be present, yet be present-minded, and true, and defeated, and ready. It gives me the chance to consider my options before acting sexually, emotionally, and try not to act irrationally within reason. But instead of emotional abuse, you have to work in anger and have a mind to express yourself freely. So when you come into the hotel, it's what you to do. It's okay to express yourself and understand that it's more than always helping your company through talking to a better man. It's going to take a lot to realize that. But you also realize that with me. Because every bit of us has been done. And deal with my coaching, my life, and just every single day. It's not fair, it's not right, it's not okay. And those are the things we want to understand. I'm able to make sound habit choices that properly reflect on me, myself, and my brain. I had grown past my brain these demons, and achieved goals that I set aside destructive behaviors or destructive reactions, or I addressed the destructive reactions and let you guys know where it's coming from. When I come in terms of my habits or things that I've learned to do to survive, I've learned to give myself a reality check and not overspend or have what I call negative focus with people who are recent, not mindful of my growth, my recovery, or my trying to get past recovery and still have to reap that iron anger and validity. Those bachelor and narcissism that get to serve my industry, those embarrassments to industry that are there, they can be walked out with humiliated jab, and then they need to fight the game of future. Because it's high risk, you know, those that you consider your weakness or your ones that are weaker than you, you do not go to count the weakness that you grow. You grow a purpose, and you walk it out with your weaknesses, and you build them up. You just try to break them down. You don't try to change them into pain. You don't sit there and humiliate them. You don't go around. You don't talk to shame them. You don't talk to blame them. I had to take all of their judgment, but I focused on the things I don't want to be honest with. I was the rest of the neighbors, and I didn't know I'd be present, and I'm grateful for people like that. And learned that you have to feel sorry for people who are talking to me, not great that I am, who are not together, who are narcissistic, sociopathic, who are mostly abusive, or stupid, abusive, insidious, abusive, detrimental, and dead. They're already dead or sorry. They're emotionally broken demons who have to work on their demons, not probably kick their demons. The smallest step towards a healthier life and reach more of a powerful relationship with myself, my money, my finances, and my level of focus on habitually focusing on what they do to me and focusing on what I do for myself, self-care, level of gratitude, and my personal mindset of what I don't do to what I do, being grateful when I do that, and seeking opportunities to experience growth. Even if it's not just a small approach, it's valuable for my development, redevelopment, rebirth. Although they don't care to think that my rebirth is really well, it'll be for profit, the workers, Jimmy, Warren, and also federal court, because it's mostly district, only perpetrate multi-court, multi-level committees. In that, I ask you all a reflective question in closing. What are the areas of your life that you want to normally experience right by the front? Where is in your life? Do you want to expect your future? But when you're sitting in that bathroom chair and that vision, you start seeing yourself go beyond the bathroom. You begin to look at what we're going to talk about tomorrow to start to manifest what you want. Talk through this mindset of dating yourself and change mindset, growth model, growth mindset, abundance mindset, and what kind of abundance mindset to manifest what you want. says to Mara, what it really means is a new order of training. Where it's all about gratitude and opening up my highest peak attention, money to coaching. We want all what I get love. And I want you guys to put their name to it. Do the highest peak coaching, dollar signs, that's your cash app. All of my money for coaching, dollar signs, being more online. All of my heart rate is even from top radio station. And I would like for you guys to continue to help me and build in my brand, my radio station. And then help me. And if you need to book your appointment at 833-INCC, 833-4-I-S, let me know through the coaching, 833-POOP-E-2, and book your appointment at INCC.com, INCC.com, and more about my INCC.com, which is in conjunction with INCC coaching, and the first 3 points on the website, $4 times INCC coaching, expand it, and leave a coaching, you want to apply, and talk radio, these are the radio stations that host all these talk radio stations. For Bobby Coaching, Science, Busy Coaching, an episode that will be added for our rebrand, re rollout, and like for you to help me grow. I look forward to everybody who's watching me. Help me grow. Help me grow fast, Bobby. I need all of these, right? I need my words and stuff. You are my angels that have helped me grow in America, in the UK, Australia, all of you who have done this. Thank you. I'm grateful for you. And mindful, I'll be writing down my gratitude journal. I'll be posting the gratitude journal tomorrow. And I'll be writing down that I'm busy coaching, found you with coaching, you want not on my own. And let this young adult, 18 and younger, once you go 18, you'll be found with coaching for high end coaching. And if I am again, I want to go to a webinar and for high end. And then I want you guys to be able to understand this imperative of a life coach that needs to be great. And we rebuilt. There needs to be a path that. Because like I told you guys earlier, there is funny. A therapist, it's a therapist, it helps you. Sometimes you have to help yourself, but it's a therapist, psychiatrist, psychologist. It's okay to go to therapy. It's okay to see a life coach. It's okay to see a wellness coach. A health coach. A divorce coach. That's my specialty. That's my niche. That's supposed to be an intimate gap for you to go to. When you see a psychiatrist at home, so when you have your 3 weeks follow up, I can be able to sit there and get your diagnosis. When you get the level of having to talk to your doctor, and you have to tell them what's going on, this is that help you tweak your medicine to do things. So, I wanted to do this first one. Instead of just to do this presentation, just press the exact, exactly why I think that, why I say that when I talk about that. Why I want you to do this. Why you need to see the anger, the effects of fire, because it's not stopping your aspirin to stop. For some people, you see what's out here, and they don't do it. The local law enforcement is here. It's corrupt, and you don't look at the thing. And I appreciate it. It's visible, nasty, and hard that you need to say you can't help the other way. You need people to jail. She needs to go to jail. If you don't agree with the ones because you think they can't do anything, or they're going to be stopped, or you tell them, oh, this is not you. Oh, the cops are not empty. I'll pay you agents to look the other way, or I'll have sex with your daughter. Why would you tell somebody to that you? It makes you feel like they're untouchable and to their past justice. So I wanted to turn around that narrative about the federal government, about agents. Why would you have to trust the agents? The justice to pay for. Would you try to be your police officer? A few bad apples to make better things look bad. A few bad stuff to make law enforcement look bad. It has to be. I want you guys to trust that every bit of the Constitution, of the order, of the process that we all take as civilians, even police officers, or people of the agency, your job is to protect the government. Your job is to secure. Just like my job as a citizen is to be in terms of business and grow past all of it. To heal, to be mindful, to be present, for instance, but to be a creator for the vision of my life. And if one day, not look back and say, you're free, to look back and say, that's the promise. Hope you have to see me years from now. And that's about it. And Bobby, remember when you went off like that? Remember when you set up for yourself? Remember when you were kissing her to see what happened? You told everybody on Friday that she messed up. You remember that? I said, oh, shit. I don't remember that.
I want you guys to listen to this coaching and hear it from somebody who's been through it, that you can grow through it, that you can emotionally heal, that you can actually legitimately heal. Take time. Take being a life coach, wellness coach, health coach. I can't diagnose you yet until I become an MD. But when you see me as MD, Dr. Nick, I got paperwork sitting in my house about the liability insurance to become a PA, physician assistant. Think about this when I become a forensic psychiatrist, psychologist. I've lived through what you're going through. And don't you think you're in good hands? It's like Drake from Street Farm. You're good hands. All state, right? So think about this. Like, I'm your life coach from State Farm. You're in good hands with Cece. I am Cece Coaching. Don Diva Coaching. Team World Online for Children, Adolescents, Young Adults. IMCC.com. Specialty appointments for people who've gone through torment, gaslighting, provoking, narcissistic abuse, emotional abuse, emotional munchausen by proxy. So when you do your cash app, you're growing a business. Dollar sign IMCC Coaching, dollar sign Time Diva Coaching, dollar sign Team World Online, dollar sign Top Radio Diva, supporting the radio station. This is Top Radio Coaching. I hope that you understand heart. I love you all. I love myself more. This is Cece, your life coach, your wellness coach, your divorce coach, your health coach, your mentor, your business coach, your small business, mid to large level 5 business coach. That when you're going through this and you have a narcissistic husband or a narcissistic wife, or you're going through emotional abuse or family abuse, that I've been through it as a business person, a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, divorce coach, business manager, strategic manager, and I'm still going with flying colors. It may not be perfect right now, but I want you to know that I built these businesses. I built my coaching software. I'll have a mobile app. I want you guys to know that whether I connect to any industry or not, I'm here as your life coach. When you call 833-IMCC, 833 for my appointment, Don Diva Coaching, 833 book me too, teamworld.online, children, adolescents, young adults. When a military vet, not a military person, a wife, a mother, a father comes through my door, I'm here. I've been through what you've been through. So we'll talk about how to express gratitude in the gratitude journal tomorrow, expressing self-love. So this is our abundance of love and how to love yourself, how to self-care, how to go through all this and power through it. Y'all just watch me power through a whole hour, 43 minutes and 37 seconds of what I've gone through and still coach you with flying colors. I hope it proves to you guys that I'm more than capable. You see me at my worst. I want you guys to see me at my best, even when I leave this miserable situation. I want you guys to see me when I'm finished with the situation with a potential vicious, cruel divorce. Because when I find out we're married, I'm getting a divorce for viciously, cruelly dragging me through life damaging, business damaging level. Things that could have ended my life, viciously messed up my life, insidiously messed up my life, and I'll be disconnecting from poisonous family members. I want you guys to see me do all of this and see your life coach go through all this and let it be a story of victory and being a victor. So with that being said, heart, I love you all. And right, I'm going to rest my voice. I'm going to take you guys out of here. You're going to see the Top Radio Cash App up here. Please donate to Top Radio Diva. This radio station is on topradiodiva.com. You can do a month donation or you can do this one time, and you're more than welcome to do that. And you can also donate to the Cash App with dollar signs. I am Cece Coaching, Don Diva Coaching, and more online at Top Radio Diva. Thank you so much for being in my life. Take care. Heart. Have a good day.